What's a good time for corn producers to look back and evaluate the season, what worked well and what did not? Dean Grossnickel, Agronomy Services Representative with Syngenta, says while the new season will always bring unexpected challenges, there are a few rules of thumb growers can follow to help them find more bushels in 2021.
When growers think about setting themselves up for a successful growing season, I really do think weed control plays a significant portion of that. Weeds overall can have varying degrees of impact, but they all rob us of yield. And so starting clean plays a key role into maximizing that yield potential. So we really got to implement a good scouting program. I know no one really wants to walk tasseled corn and that sort of thing, but it really gives you an idea of what weeds escaped our herbicide program. And then once we identify them, what herbicide are we going to pick and what strategy are we going to implement to take care of that problem?
Once you've identified the weeds that you're dealing with, he says find a herbicide that can keep your fields clean throughout the growing season.
When I think about that weed control, I want to start clean. So if you're in a conventional till type system, making sure that tillage pass does what it's designed to do and take out those weeds that are coming. If I'm in that no-till system, I got to think about, am I utilizing a good burn down practice? Something that's going to take out all those winter annuals and weeds that are going to compete with that crop. So a good effective burn down program, utilizing maybe like Gramoxone 3.0 herbicide, those would be great opportunities to start clean. No matter what herbicide program you choose, a two-pass program is always going to be superior to a one-pass program. And then once you pick that program, it's always important to use full labeled rate.
Dr. Aaron Burns, assistant professor and extension weed scientist at Michigan State University, notes that for optimal herbicide performance and weed resistance management, growers should always use full and labeled rates.
So using full labeled rates also helps delay or not select for herbicide resistant weeds. So when you cut rates, some weeds, we call it metabolic resistance, so they can metabolize herbicides. And lots of them can metabolize smaller, lower rates or less rates of that herbicide. So you can actually select for these weeds that have metabolic resistance to those sites of action. So that's one reason to use full rates, and also so that you don't have to go back and potentially put on another herbicide application if you try to cut that rate and not get the kind of weed control that you would expect. So then you're putting on just another selective pressure later in the season.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.